You know, if you're into cocktails, the fresh and inventive, new style cocktails, you're probably drinking something that Shakespeare sipped. I'm talking about verjus. It's a liquid that disappeared for centuries and now is back big time with bartenders and in chefs' kitchens. Now, the man leading the pack in producing it is California winemaker and owner of Bonnie Doon Vineyard, Randall Graham. He makes verjus de cigar. Randall, it's good to have you back.
Oh, thank you so much.
So, can you explain what verjus is?
Verjus is literally green juice, and it's grape juice that's harvested from immature grapes, and it's exceptionally tart and not so sweet, and it's brilliant in so many ways.
Brilliant in what ways?
Well, for one thing, it's a lovely salvage operation for something that one's going to do in the vineyard anyways. When you thin your vineyard, instead of dropping the fruit on the ground, you harvest it instead and use it in cooking, as a condiment, as a cocktail, in a lot of ways, in fact. It's a really lovely, elegant application of what would otherwise be something you would do out of necessity.
I understand, though, that we have not made verjus in this country very much because our techniques for growing grapes are different than the Europeans. Do I have that right?
Well, I mean, basically, we grow grapes the same way. Grapes grow the way they do all over the world. But Europeans, in many, many great appellations, are very fastidious about thinning their crops to get the intensity they need. And the reason they have to thin is often they're growing grapes in very marginal areas, and they really struggle to ripen. Whereas in California, our grapes generally don't have to struggle to do much of anything. So therefore, we haven't really been in the habit of thinning our grapes as much. And in the last few years, growers have gotten a lot more quality conscious, and it's not such an alien concept to actually thin your vineyard.
So the idea is that by thinning the vineyard, you're getting higher quality grapes and better quality wine. And so now they've got the green grapes to make the verjus.
Exactly. I mean, still not everyone has flocked to the idea of making verjus. It's kind of a pain in the neck.
Really?
Well, I mean, we don't see the world just all at once deciding to make verjus. It's a little bit of a hassle, as I said. It occurs right during harvest, so bottling grape juice right before you're about to make wine is kind of a pain for some people. But it's worth it if you can pull it off. I mean, one of the issues with verjus, the biggest issue from a production standpoint, is keeping it sterile and keeping the yeast out of it. If you get any yeast when you're making the verjus, if you have any yeast in the bottle, you're going to have an explosive situation at some point. And so during harvest, there's lots of yeast floating around the winery, so it's a little bit perilous for some.
So how to use it? How do we use it?
Well, first of all, our verjus, which we make from Grenache grapes, a red grape, is actually quite green because we've harvested it just as the bunches are about to turn color. It's still quite green. And ours is a little bit sweeter than traditional verjus. Traditional verjus is exceptionally tart, almost like a mild vinegar. So ours isn't quite that tart, and you can actually consume it on its own, although I think it's a little bit better when you mix it with sparkling water or light beer or something like that. You can use it certainly in salads. You can use it for reductions. It's any time you might use citrus, it would be a good substitute for citrus.
Oh, that's a great way of thinking of it. Yeah. I love the idea of making a spritzer with it. I mean, great.
Well, my 9-year-old daughter thinks it's one of the brilliant concoctions in the world.
Great. Now, what should we look for when we buy it?
Fresh verjus. You don't want verjus that's been hanging around for years, although likely you won't find old verjus. It will have probably exploded by then. And of course, when you buy it, after you open it, it's fine. It's very stable. But once you open it, definitely put it in the fridge. That's something you really want to do, much as you would apple juice or orange juice after you open it.
Okay. Randall, thanks so much for talking with us.
My great pleasure.
Randall Graham has Bonnie Doon Vineyards and makes verjus de cigar. Now, this is made from the same grapes that go into his red Le Cigar Volant, also known as the Flying Cigar.